您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
The property management company of a residential building in Jilin province has announced it will cut the water and power supply for pet owners only. Of course, it will not be taken in easily by some residents. Is it suitable for the property management department to take such a measure? 吉林省松原市一居民楼的物业贴出了以下告示，禁止饲养携带宠物，违者停水停电。物业采取这样的措施禁止养宠物合适吗？ What happened and what's up with this controversial rule?
Well, I'm a dog owner, I'm going to sound like a hypocrite, but I'm actually going to tell you why I'm not. I don't think that it's right to keep dogs locked up for 22 hours a day in apartments in Beijing. Now, the reason why I say I'm going to justify me keeping a dog, but I don't do that. I live very close to this building where we are now, right? I go back to see the dog every lunchtime.And then I walk that dog at least two or three times a day. It maybe takes 2.5 hours at least, to walk him altogether in the day. But that still means that he's locked up for, what, 21.5 hours a day, with no one there. It's just not right, in my opinion. And so, I mean, some people like to keep cats locked up like that.I don't think that's right either. Cats are made to hunt and forage. That's why they're on this planet. But dogs are it's an outdoor creature, a dog. So I know it sounds a bit hypocritical, but I devote a lot of time to trying to make that dog's life as pleasant as possible. My view is that it's good that they're not letting people keep dogs, because it's perhaps not suitable with the way we live today. I know somebody who told me they know of someone with an adult dog that's never been outside.
Yeah.
That's just plain cruel.
Yeah, so you're saying that it's okay. Basically, what this announcement sounds like is very controversial, because it's saying pretty much that no dogs, period. Yeah, because the cutting off power supply, all that stuff is just a reaction to when they see people with pets.
But the thing is, there might be people like me, devoted to their dog and do all they can and spend all their time...with their dog and walking it and looking after it properly. But I mean, so many people just think a dog is a commodity or a toy. It's not. It's a living creature that, that has real emotions, and they can get sad and depressed, and it's a full-time job, you know, second only to raising a child, I suspect. So...I don't know about cutting people's electricity and water off. That sounds like it's probably illegal to me. But maybe if they pass the local law, it's not. But it seems a very unreasonable thing to do for me, to cut off the power and water.
Oh, definitely. I think when it comes to cutting off the water supply, electricity, it's illegal, because it will do harm to the local residents, not only the dog owners, but all the people there. So definitely, I think it's wrong. However, from the other perspective, why the property management department has been doing so, I think it's because of several reasons. For one thing, probably the dog have been barking all the time, and when it comes to the sanitation problem, they defecate and then they run away. The dog owners won't care about their poops there. And
that depends where it poops, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it poops on the pavement, I think you should take a little bag, of which I have many, and pick it up. But if it poops in the woods or something, in fact, I was talking to a friend of mine just yesterday who said that,A real big problem where he's from, which is in Britain, in a rural area, is people have been given this propaganda over the years, you must pick up the dog poop. So what happens, they go to this rural area, the dog poops, they put the poop in a plastic bag and tie it up, but there's no bin or anything to put it in, so they hang it in a tree. And you go there, and it's like a forest of dog poop trees.
And they'll be kept ever fresh in those little baggies.
Sometimes the dog poop needs to be allowed to biodegrade as nature intended. It's all about context and where the dog poops, I think, whether you pick it up or not.
Yeah, I think wouldn't it be great if all dog owners are like, Mark, you're so caring for your little buddy, the dog. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Well, little buddy, that sounds totally American. Your pal. Okay, that's American too. That little chap.
My mate, the dog.
Yeah, my mate, yeah, yeah. Suddenly feeling very masculine. And yeah, I think that's a great thing. And also, you know, having some good etiquettes when it comes to raising a dog is really important for those who live around you. And this morning, it was really funny when I was walking towards to the subway to go to work, and then I saw this gigantic pile of poop. And then I could clearly see the shoe size of the person who just walked on it. Yeah. And then when you see this on your pavement, you sort of just naturally breed this resentment towards dog owners. It's like, what is wrong with these people?
You're quite right to be resentful towards the owners rather than dogs, because the dogs don't know. Well, actually, my dog always goes onto the grass to poop. So it's...
You've taught him well.
Well, I don't know if I did. I mean, I did teach the dog to poop quickly if it's raining. So we by giving the dog a snack, as soon as he pooped, he got a snack. So now if it's raining, we go out there, he sees me with the snack, he poops immediately, and then has the snack. And then he is the one that pulls me back home because he hates the rain.
All right. Well, there you go. It sounds like a beautiful love story between a human being and a dog. And that human being is my lovely friend, Mr. Mark Griffiths.